Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos. Here we're continuing the halachas of refuah on Shabbos. Just to recap, what we learned so far is that someone has an ailment, just an ailment, and he doesn't have to go to bed. His whole body's not aching. He's not incapacitated. He still could function. And he's not feeling well. So halacha is he's not allowed to take a medicine on Shabbos. He's not allowed to do a maisa. He's not allowed to do something to make him feel better either. Some type of pa'ula to make him feel better. It means no taking medicine and no doing something else that will make yourself feel better, that's used for refuah on Shabbos. But if it's a Meichel Bereim, which means it's something people usually eat or drink, for example, take a tea because his throat hurts him, or take prune juice because the person is constipated, then that's Mutter on Shabbos, because that's a Meichel Bereim. And the same thing goes for doing a Pa'ula, that's a normal thing to do. In the time of the Chazal, time of Shulchan Aruch, it was normal to smear yourself with oil, and therefore, if someone had chapped hands, he could smear himself with oil, because that's a normal thing people do. But today, that people don't smear themselves with oil, that would look like a refuah. It's not called Meichel Bereim anymore. It's not called something that's a regular thing to do. Now, is there any way, is there any heter for someone to take medicine on Shabbos and just has an ailment? So, some of the Paiskim, Shteltzu, Ahalacha, and Shulchan Aruch, which they want to say will help us for our idea how to take, for example, Miralax on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says that a person is allowed to take Kiloirim, it's his type of herb, and soak it from before Shabbos, and then put it on your eye on Shabbos, because it looks like you're just washing your eye. It has the same color as wine, and it looks like you're just washing your eye with wine on Shabbos. Now, why is this mutter? The reason why it's mutter is because if someone sees you pouring this on your eye, they think you're pouring wine on your eye, which is a normal thing to do. It doesn't look like a refuah. You yourself know that you're really taking this herb, which is a refuah, but since you did it from before Shabbos, so there's a shinoi here. You did something different. You did it from before Shabbos. So you know something different here. And therefore, you won't come to grind samamonim, grind the herbs on Shabbos. So that means if you have these two things, these two tanaim, these two conditions, then it's mutter. First of all, it looks like I'm only pouring wine on the eye. And number two, I did from before Shabbos. Now today, this wouldn't be negev because people don't wash their eyes with wine on Shabbos. Therefore, it would look like refuah. But what is a negev? The Tzois HaShulchan, which is Reb Chaim Noah, says that it's mutter to mix baking soda into liquid, into a drink from before Shabbos, and take it on Shabbos to help an upset stomach. He says this is mutter. Why is it mutter? He says because the person seeing you drink on Shabbos thinks you're drinking orange juice. And you yourself know you put baking soda into it, but you did it from before Shabbos, that's enough of a hacker. And therefore, the fear of Chaim Noah, it would be mutter to take any medicine if you ground it from before Shabbos, put it into a drink from before Shabbos, and then drink it on Shabbos. It would be mutter in such a case because there you have two things. First of all, it looks like a regular drink, so it doesn't look like refuah. And number two, for yourself, that you know it's refuah, you did it from before Shabbos. So that is where the Ksois HaShulchan says, Rechaim Na, is matter. It comes out here, Rechaim Na. It's mutter to take any medicine or Miralax, put it into the drink from before Shabbos, and then take that drink on Shabbos, and it's not a problem since it's a regular drink, it looks like a regular orange juice. Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva says a little different. He says, this only works if it's a type of item, type of medicine that you always put into liquid. So therefore, let's say Miralax, you always put that into liquid, that's the way you take it. If you did it from before Shabbos, it's enough. And his svar is a little different, not because of the shinui, because since you started from before Shabbos, it's like you started the process of refuah from before Shabbos. So then, it's mutter for the two reasons. First of all, as other people who say they can drink an orange juice, and for me, I know that it started the process from before Shabbos. Masha Inkein, to take a pill according to Rav Moshe and grind it up and put it into the liquid before Shabbos, since that's not the normal way of taking this pill, so then that is a problem on Shabbos. Now, Gubisai Mechon, La Halacha, I saw in the Sefer Matnas Avram from the Skvara Dayin, that he says you can be Gubisai Mechon, the Rav Chaim Noah, that's the Minig, he says that's the Hairah HaMukabelas, that you can be Gubisai Mechon, this Heter of Rav Chaim Noah, that if you want to take medicine on Shabbos, you could grind it up, put it into a liquid from before Shabbos, and then drink the regular drink on Shabbos because you have these two milas. But the Paiskim will say that that does not help. If I want to take a pill, and from before Shabbos, I want to hide it in a piece of kugel, and then eat the kugel, that doesn't help. Because there, it's not really absorbed in the kugel. It's just being covered by a piece of kugel. That's not enough. It has to be ground up and put into a drink in order to be considered part of the drink, and then it will be considered like a Meichel Bereim if it's done before Shabbos. So to recap, if someone really needs, has always light problems with headaches, he wants to be able to take Advil on Shabbos, what you should do is grind it up from before Shabbos, put it into a drink, and he can use that drink on Shabbos. Or if a person has minor problems with constipation, He can put Miralax into grape juice on before Shabbos and then drink that grape juice on Shabbos, and therefore it'll help for constipation. That would be mutter to do on Shabbos.